now streaming on Paramount Plus. Gather your besties.
We are very exclusive.
And get ready.
Mom, go make snacks.
For sure, Regina, yeah.
For the movie that hits like a bus. In a good way.
No one died.
Mean Girls. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Should you ever set foot outside of the motel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow. Now streaming on Paramount Plus. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
What's good, everybody? It is Monday, June 5th, 2023. This is the Early Edge, your daily sports betting brand of record. We are powered, as always, by the almighty Sportsline, the best value in all of sports betting. And it's not close. Now, for many of you, today is the official start of summer because the kids are home from school. Hopefully, your kids don't drive you nuts, but you have us to get your day started. Now, yesterday was a learning day for a lot of us. Here at the show, not a great day, as you can see, but we were all in on the Nuggets and stuff. If you're a Sportsline member, you cashed so many tickets. Mackenzie Brooks, one of our new young ladies that is working at the brand, she nailed the over on the number. But you had to be a Sportsline member. If you don't have a membership, do it right now. Use the promo code EARLY. I'll give you 30 days for free. It's not so busy right now. So you can kind of come in, put your toe in the water, try us out. After that, you're going to be playing with house money. Now, we do everything different here at the brand than everybody else. Don't even watch them. This is where it starts and ends. This is the end of our week. So I bring in my absolute very best. You know him. You love him. The Counselor is here. Buckets is here. Prop Stars is here on a Monday.
Coach, I beg your pardon. Yes, Prop Stars is here. Prop Stars is also riding a 7-pick win streak on this very stream, Coach. And next time I want you to lead with that, you may continue.
Oh, you find that funny, Buckets? You find that funny?
No.
I don't find it funny at all.
Thank you, Counselor.
You're welcome.
You like your job.
I do.
Thank you. What a way to start, ruining my flow. And then Buckets laughing at ruining my flow. See, I don't even know where I'm going right now, but I'd love to go to Doggett. Oh, and you're thirsty, too. So you're thirsty, too. Oh, look at Buckets. He had a nice little weekend and this little BTTS with Man City. All of a sudden, he's running the show. He clearly empowered Prop Stars to ruin my flow. So, with all that being said, let's jump into it. Marquee matchups today. Dog of the day. Cardinals, very slight dog. Texas, they have been really, really good. So, we're going to be careful there. The Astros had a nice little weekend series over the Angels. They are dogs at Toronto. And then we got the Red Sox, who had one of the funniest plays you will ever see yesterday. Did you guys see that play?
Yes.
Where they scored. And the announcer literally said, that looked like Little League. He said it. He goes, that looked like Little League, and it did. Plus 140 against Tampa. So, Mr. I am undefeated in my last however many picks. Why don't we start with you, Mr. Confidence, this morning? Prop Stars, what underdog are we following to the pay window?
I appreciate that, Coach. Yeah, I'm going to follow the Houston Astros here. I actually think the wrong team is favored here. I think the Astros should be a slight favorite. Been playing very good baseball lately, 7-3 over their last 10. I like this pitching matchup for them as well. It's got Justin Belak on the mound for the Astros. He's been solid this year. 3 of his last 4 starts, only given up 1 earned run. Facing Alek Manoah, who has really, really struggled. Has an ERA over 6 in the month of June. Not looking very good here. I like the Astros. I think they're a very live dog.
I do too. Manoah, ever since he talked trash, I feel like, to the Red Sox last year, remember that? He hasn't been the same guy. He has not been the same guy. Rich in the chat says, Proppy is pulling a Buckets. Buckets. Which dog are we following to the pay window in your mind?
I know that people are used to my super in-depth and detailed analysis here, Coach, but I'm going to keep this one very simple. When somebody is 7-0 in their last 7 show picks, you just tail them. You follow them. I'm with my boy Proppy here. Let's go Astros.
Hey, hashtag educate and entertain. I cannot argue with that logic. Guzzle Money says Coach Bucket's dynamic is funny. It's also real. He drives me insane. Absolutely insane. I tell my crew members, true story. Hey, my phone's on 24/7. Do I not? You can text me anything. Everything is on the table. He literally does. He literally does. 2 a.m. Hey, coach, I got this pick from Portugal. All right. Counselor, can you please get us back on the track? Where are we going today?
Well, I want to say this. I think all dogs are live here, including the Cardinals against my Texas Rangers, who I've been betting and putting bets out on all season. But the one I'm going to go with here is actually the Houston Astros. I'm going to agree with the crowd here at plus 115. Listen, the thing about Belak is his expected ERA, it's a little bit higher than what his actual ERA is right now. But I am very happy to target Manoah here. It is a travel day for Houston. These Mondays tend to be a little weird with the bats in particular. But I'm going to go ahead and back the Astros at plus 115.
All right. That is how you give a take right there, Buckets. Now, Liddy apparently likes your analysis. Says, that's next level, Buckets. Hard to argue with that, too. Now, you can get this next level analysis, as I tell you. Somebody tweeted me last night, and it was a really cool tweet. They're like, hey, coach, I love everything you guys are doing. Plus, you're just taking over all of CBS, not just HQ, but I agree with that. But for the here and the now, that's the next step for us. We're all over this place.
Hello, everyone. It's Michael Richards here. You might have seen me on CBS working on their Champions League coverage over the last couple of years. I wanted to tell you about an exciting new podcast that I've been working on. It's called The Rest Is Football. It's me, alongside Gary Lineker and Alan Shearer, two absolute legends of the game. The show combines topical debate from the world of soccer along with outrageous tales from our careers. And I mean outrageous. Just search The Rest Is Football wherever you get your podcasts. All the best from Big Meats.
Greetings, Fantasy Warriors. I'm Heath Cummings, your guide to fantasy dominance on FFT Dynasty. Join me this offseason where mock drafts become epic showdowns and every pick shapes your legacy.
If I was Adam, with the team that he's built, Will Levis makes so much more sense.
And that's not all. We're peeling back the curtain on the future with our exclusive 2024 NFL Draft Prospect Profiles. Uncover hidden gems that'll elevate your roster to legendary status.
Puka Nacua. After Cooper Kupp, we really have no idea who's going to get the targets.
Keaton Mitchell of East Carolina. Explosive speed is ridiculous.
This isn't just a podcast. It's a playbook for champions. Subscribe to FFT Dynasty now, and together we'll conquer the fantasy football frontier. Your dynasty journey starts here.
Hey, Buckets, are you on HQ this week? Have you been on HQ yet?
I've been on HQ.
Yeah? On Galazzo?
Not yet. Working on Galazzo.
Oh, we're working on Galazzo. Oh. I may know a guy who has a little stroke over at the network. I don't know. Just a thought. All right. It's time to play Pick the Prop. You know what the drill is on this one. And for those of you who weren't here, this particular segment of the show started in a very rare way as Buckets was on the show that day. And he picked a player that wasn't even on the screen. And that player, Jorge Soler, hit a home run that day. That's how this all started. So, Buckets, I'm coming right back to you, big boy. Yordan Alvarez, plus 275. Nolan Arenado, who's from out this way on the West Coast where I live, plus 350. Bobby Witt Jr., the Kansas City Royals. Who was that? Was that Freya just barking just now?
I don't think so.
Did you guys hear a bark?
Yes.
I heard a bark.
You know what it was, Coach?
What?
I think it was Freya, and I think Freya was upset that we have three pick-the-prop players here, and once again, Jorge Soler is not on the list of home run pick-the-prop players. We're going back to the OG. I know you're about to ask my take, but Freya was so upset she had to intervene. He is plus 375 right now. He is the, I believe, third or fourth home run leading hitter in the entire league, and he's not going to be on our pick-the-prop segment? Come on, guys. We got to do better. I'm going off board again. Jorge Soler, it has to happen. Let's go.
I was looking because I almost wished that Miami wasn't even playing today. That would have been even.
They are playing.
They are playing. They're actually playing against Kansas City, which is who Bobby Witt plays for, who is actually on the screen. So you actually went to the right game. Just you didn't pick the player on the screen. So he's going to go Jorge Soler. He's been a beast. He's been a beast. No doubt about it. All right, so that's Bucket's pick. Proppy, you seem to be living in Bucket's world this morning. Who do you like today? Pick the prop.
Coach, I like Yordan Alvarez today. Mentioned that matchup against Alek Manoah. He has given up 10 home runs this season, Coach. 5 in his last 5 games. Give me Yordan Alvarez.
A very succinct take from Prop Stars. Counselor, talk to me.
Yeah, I'll give you succinct as well. I'm going to go Yordan Alvarez at plus 275. Love the matchup against Manoah. Manoah has all kinds of issues. The hard contact rate is going to be high. He's going to walk some batters too, but I think Yordan's going to walk around all 4 bases. And oh, by the way, ode to Buckets here and the baseball analysis. You can't spell Yordan without Y-A-R-D. Go the yard.
Oh, very, very good, Counselor. Very, very. I can always count on you. I can always count on you to be a professional, to understand how the show's supposed to work. Now, Lydia, morning, guys. I'm late for class, but I'm here for it. Pay window, calling the names. Lydia, you're always here, and we love you for that. All right, but you come here for our board, and our board is just about ready, but not before I pay all my expensive crew members. You know how much they make. It's a lot. Here's a word from one of our incredible partners.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sample, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss, 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
All right. By the way, that Kansas City Miami game, 6:40 Eastern time, if you all are wondering. Now, if you would have told me, I guess 6 years ago now, when I left ESPN, going out into the great unknown, not knowing what my future would hold, if you would have told me that at some point I would be saying the words Vasco da Gama, I would have told you I don't know where my career is going. Alas, sometimes that's how I feel. I have no idea how this thing is going, but we are here. We're having a damn good time. And Buckets, you have found yet another game today that is so far off the board. The people are even going to need to know what country it's in, what league it's in. Would you mind starting us off, sir?
Well, let's help doing a little bit of educating and entertaining here, Coach, because unfortunately, you and I this past weekend said goodbye to our two favorite leagues in soccer, Serie A and both came to an end, which means we're done betting, right? We're done. We'll see you, at the end of the summer.
What?
No, of course not. Soccer, this is the world's game. We have games 24/7, 365, and my goal is to educate everybody on as many leagues as I can while taking you to the pay window as many times as I can. So, of course, we're starting off with a brilliant matchup, a rivalry matchup this afternoon between Vasco da Gama and Flamengo at 7 p.m. Eastern time in Brazil's Serie A. Unfortunately, not as fun to say, but
oh, damn it.
It's still going to be a great game here. This is a big matchup because, first of all, it is a rivalry game. But second of all, Vasco da Gama is a newly promoted side. So this is their first time back in Serie A after a few year spell of being relegated time and time again. So they're making this big comeback, but now they're kind of really not doing anything. They're sitting 19th on the table. And while they're losing almost every game they're playing, at the very least, they're scoring goals. They scored against Palmeiras, Atletico Mineiro, Fluminense, Sao Paulo. This is a team that does the bare minimum, scores once, loses, and goes home. They'll be hosting a Flamengo side that are one of the top 5 giants of Brazil here, but a Flamengo side that has to sandwich this game in between 2 cup competition matches only 3 days apart. So expect them to be slightly rotated here. Both teams to score at minus 125 is incredible value considering I think this game will have both teams score at least once, maybe twice apiece, in kind of a tough rivalry match here, Coach. 7 p.m., let's start the summer off right in Brazil.
That was very well done, Buckus. Very, very well done. But I've been saying for many, many weeks, as I became one of the top soccer cappers at Sportsline. In fact, As I became one of the top soccer cappers at Sportsline, I became so good that they contacted me last week. This is a true story. All my kids. And I'm going to get my own expert page at Sportsline. In fact, it's done. It's getting ready to go live. So my pick today, I'm going to the pitch because I found a little known game because a lot of people don't know, as I try to also hashtag educate and entertain, that in certain leagues around the world, and I wish they did it in the NBA, I wish they did it in Major League Baseball, I wish they did it in the NFL, relegation. When you don't play good enough, you get bounced to the league below you. I may start doing that with my crew members. Who knows? But today, Hamburg, Stuttgart, I'm going to go over 2.5 and both teams to score. Why am I doing that? Well, both teams to score is minus 210. I can't give you that. We have some people at Sportsline that will. No, but not me. Not me. So we're going to go over 2.5. Both teams to score minus 133. These two teams have been playing in the German leagues. There's Bundesliga. There's second Bundesliga. There's a lot of lower leagues. So they're playing for their lives today. That's going to translate to a very, very exciting match on the pitch. I think there's going to be a lot of goals, and both teams will score. So that's my...
I'm sorry because I know that Prop Stars already messed up your flow, but you know Proppy's my boy, so I've got to follow suit and do the same, Coach. I'm going to be honest with you because I believe in being honest with each other. I know transparency, all that. Yeah.
Yep.
I hate that pick. I hate everything about that pick. I do not think both teams to score hit here, and I do not think over 2.5 goals score here. So not really sure what you're in the mood for this afternoon, but to me, this sounds like a possible showdown, perhaps.
I'll be honest with you. I lost 3 showdowns over the weekend. I am bitter. Yeah, 1-2, counselor. I am bitter. But as AB teaches us, we run from nothing. So, Snake, if you don't mind, hit the music. It's gonna be a showdown. Why are you dancing? You're going to lose. Why? I just sucked you right in.
Coach, I'm dancing because we get to have a clash of the two biggest soccer cappers apparently on the Sportsline crew. And that's entertaining for everyone.
I just noticed what you put underneath your name, by the way. I literally just saw that just now. Oh, my goodness. Coach going broke on showdowns. Yeah, that's true. It's actually true. My Venmo account is empty. It's empty. I got nothing left. But I got just enough to play against my man Buckets today. Too easy. It's too easy. All right. Now, with all the nonsense done, let's get back to some very serious handicapping. And the mean streets of parts unknown, they also don't stop for a Monday. So, Prop Stars, if you don't mind, sir, what do we got today?
They never stop, Coach. Yeah, we're going to the diamond. Not a K-prop, an interesting prop, though. We're going Phillies pitcher Aaron Nola to record a win today against the Detroit Tigers. Love this spot for Aaron Nola. He has struggled this season. I think some of his struggles are a bit overrated and inflated. If you look a bit closer at his numbers, he's kind of been unlucky. I think he's due for some positive regression. He's also pitched a lot better at home, where he'll be today. His ERA is 3.7 at home. It's over 5 on the road. The Phillies are also a much better home team than road team. They're 14-10 at home this season. He's faced, as far as a good matchup is concerned, it does not get much better than the Tigers. They're 29th in OPS against right-handed pitchers. We can't ask for a better matchup on paper there. The Phillies will be facing not Carson Wentz, Joey Wentz, 1-5, 7.28 ERA, 1.7 whip. He has been absolutely atrocious this season. He's given up 5 earned runs, at least 5 earned runs in 5 of his 11 starts this season. So this is definitely a matchup that is advantageous for the Phillies. They're batched to be able to match Wentz. Nola often pitches deep as well. If you look at the run line in this game, the money line in this game, obviously the Phillies are heavy favorites. This is a great way, in my opinion, to get a piece of this game at a great price. I definitely think Aaron Nola is in a great position to earn a win today.
So many different ways to play a game. You just got to find it. That's why you come here for my experts. By the way, Prop Stars, if people wanted to get your picks at 10 a.m. Eastern time for the Early Edge, is there any way that they could get them earlier than that?
Coach, if they are Sportsline subscribers, which I would absolutely implore all of you to do, you get access to all of my picks. I put out two NBA props, Coach, last night, probably 3 or 4 hours ago, for game three already.
For game three already, because that's what he does. He's a pro. And for those of us that have expert pages, we get it. We get it. It's what we do. It's what we do. All right, Prop Stars, thank you. All right, now, Counselor, we both know. We both know what it is. And I got to tell you, you have been absolutely, I mean, with all due respect to Proppy and Buckets, my favorite capper on the Early Edge recently. My favorite. And it's not close. It's not close. So you clearly were getting the maestro spot after the way the show started today. So as I look at my notes and I look at the chat wants First Five Sia. Can First Five Sia show his face this morning?
He can, but Coach, you've been taking a lot of heat this morning, so I do want to point something out about how professional and how good of a capper the coach is. So if you recall, Buckets gave out his take, and he used a key word. He used sandwich, and where did Coach go with his pick? A team that spells hamburger. You just can't get that anywhere else. Professional host, professional capper, all at the same time. Now, for my pick. Just 2 days ago, Dev Shaw won the Scripps National Spelling Bee, spelling the word samophile. But I don't think Dev Shaw can spell or predict or pronounce what we have today in this Astros-Blue Jays game. It's Brandon Belak, Alek Manoah, two names that are very hard to spell and very hard to predict. Here's the thing. Belak has a much better ERA, but the reality is his expected ERA is a touch higher. It's actually about as high as the actual ERA of Alek Manoah. So you've got two pitchers that are going to give up plenty of runs, plenty of hits. They're probably going to lose a little bit of control and have some walks here. But what I have in this game is Astros First Five plus a half. That's the important part here because, frankly, I agree with what Proppy said earlier in the show. You can make the Astros the favorite here, even though both of these teams are very talented. Both of them are very hot. Both of them have won 7 out of their last 10. But at the end of the day, I'm getting a plus a half against Alek Manoah, and that means a lot to me, especially at a minus 120 price. I'm basically getting what would normally be a money line play for me, but I'm getting the plus a half now. They have to travel today, or they had to travel last night, and they probably don't have Jose Altuve, but I'm still willing to lean on Belak and the Astros over Manoah and the bats of the Toronto Blue Jays. So give me the Astros First Five plus a half samophile. P-S-A-M-M-O-P-H-I-L-E samophile.
I couldn't hear anything. I'm sorry.
Yes, I know. It's part of the act. You're welcome.
Oh my god. David says I'm gonna stop watching if you don't stop making me cry from laughing LOL.
And entertain.
And entertaining. Guzzle Money says I haven't been gambling long enough to attempt a showdown. Hey, neither is Buckets, but he still tries to. So there's that. Oh my goodness. I had no idea. We never know where the show's gonna go in the morning. I think that's the beauty of it. But we know this. We're gonna laugh, we're gonna have a good time. Dirty little secret. You can have fun in sports betting. It's allowed. It's allowed. All right. With all that being said, grab your paper. Grab your pencil. Here is the recap, courtesy of the Snake on the Ones and the Twos. The Counselors on the Astros First Fives playing the Blue Jays. Blue Jays tonight, plus a half, minus 120. Then Proppy, he's on Aaron Nola to record a win. They're at home against the Tigers. Even money, stop it. Then Buckets, Vasco da Gama, Flamingo, both teams to score, minus 125. What league is this?
Brazil Serie A. Oh my God.
Brazil Serie A. Mine is from the German league. You might find it in the playoffs. It may be in Bundesliga. Just find it. Hamburg, Stuttgart. I'm telling you, I think I'm the only person on the crew that's actually been to Germany. Both teams score and over 2.5, minus 133. This is a true story. One of my best friends back in the day, We were at a club. It's called AMPM. You can look it up. This is a true story. In what's the big German city? Counselor, help me out here.
Munich. Berlin.
Berlin?
Berlin. So Berlin, AMPM is the name of the club. True story. And we're walking out. It's like 3 a.m. And my buddy, two girls walk in. He goes, Coach, I just felt something. They're like my soulmate. We got to stay. They didn't speak English at all. At all. We stayed till like 5 in the morning. I finally said, I got to go to bed. He married her 6 months later. Story. And then they got divorced a year after that. So anyway, the story doesn't end well, but it was a funny beginning. It was a great year. It was a great year. It really was. Thank you all very much. I needed this morning on the first day of summer. Sometimes your energy is a little bit low, but you guys pick us up and we try to pick you up. Remember, we're here every single day. Tell all your friends. We want everybody. Every single day. We haven't missed a day since December 2020. We also have a second show, Early Edge in 5. The Amazing Grace Remington is the host. You've got guys there, Frick and Frack, Maestro. We're dividing so we can conquer for all of you at home. And what do I always say? We grind for you so we can win with you. It's what we're all about. But first, see how I flip things up right there? You're like, wait a second. What is Coach doing? See, I told you, you never know where we're going to go. There's only one thing left to do. And I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets, except buckets, straight to the pay window. For Ryan Tanker, Lobo, Buckets, Prop Stars, Counselor, the Snake, always behind the scenes on the ones and the twos. Do not forget also, you're probably wondering, where is the Game 2 Stanley Cup final pick? Don't worry, we got you on Early Edge in 5 today at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. No worries. All the picks there. And if you're a SportsLine member, you get them all at least an hour before the show. Once again, we grind for you so we can win with you. It's what we're all about right here at the Early Edge. Good luck.
Rise and shine, football fans. This is Susanna Fuller from Morning Footy, a podcast part of the CBS Sports Galazzo Network covering the breadth of the global game. Join me, Nico Cantor, Charlie Davies, Alexis Guerreros, and guests every morning for the perfect blend of news, analysis, conversation, and exclusive interviews. If you love soccer, then look no further. We've got you covered for Europe's top five leagues, the W Gold Cup, the Champions League knockout stage, CONCACAF Nations League, NWSL, MLS, transfer news, and much more. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found. Subscribe to Morning Footy.